successful event of the summer was the Radio 2 promoted U2 Phoenix Park gig on August the 14th. Also on the bill, Simple Minds. Jim Kerr was here, and Bono dropped in to take him out for dinner.
I think Sunday, everyone's mind who comes, every band that's coming, it's Dublin's day, but you don't have to say that it's also, you know, U2 coming home.
It is. Well,
and because it is, we had no intention of playing in Britain or anywhere near Britain, and we are because it's a big day.
But surely, Bono, you would see it that way. I mean, like if Jim went back to and played a gig in Scotland this week, it'd be a real big sort of celebration coming home.
It is. If we,
I mean, it's the biggest day of the year for me. Okay, that's understood. But I also think when you see Simple Minds playing tomorrow night, you realise it's the biggest day in the year for anybody watching them.
Were you as impressed a month ago when you saw them play as Jim said earlier that he was when he saw you play?
Well, sort of after we saw Simple Minds play, we just wanted to break up.
The great thing here that I feel bad saying it because it puts me at a great advantage over Bono is that we don't have to follow them because we had to do that in Belgium and it was a nightmare. I mean,
it was a gentleman, a true gentleman.
But then it twists because it doesn't make, the fear goes and you just got inspired.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it goes.
Also on the bill, Eurythmics, Perfect Crime, Big Country, Steel Pulse. But the day before Jim Kerr's little chat with me, all four of you two were here.